You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions sent in by you. And today, the panel is made up of Neil Docking, Paula Murphy, Ian Salmon, and Andy Heaton, who's also producing. The questions, meanwhile, have coming from a mix of Facebook and Twitter. So the first one we'll go for is from Facebook, and Michael Collingwood has said, if you could move Liverpool to play in one other European league for one season, what league would you choose? So you're going to move Liverpool, we're going to play in a different European league. What league are we going to go and play in, Neil Docking?
Germany.
We can have more than one word answers, it's okay.
I'm picking Germany. I've been to Berlin, I had a brilliant time. I was meant to be running the marathon and then I injured myself about a month before. So instead, I just stood at the side, had a beer and ate lots of hot dogs. Which was quite nice. It's a great place, Berlin. I'd love to go back. Just Germany generally, their football culture fascinates me. Obviously, like the crowds, the chanting, it's a bit more coordinated than over here, you know, the yellow wall and all that, the sort of non-stop singing, but they have a really vibrant fan culture. It's really fan-led. The clubs obviously have a lot of fan representation and ownership. It just looks like a laugh. There's one top side, obviously, Bayern, another very good side in Dortmund. And I think we could have a good go at winning the league and having a great time and having a beer while we did it.
Yeah, I've also watched football in Berlin at the Olympic Stadium. And my own, it was, to be fair, winter, but where we were was like a wind tunnel. I couldn't move any of my limbs afterwards. It was that fucking cold. So that's my only experience of German football. Paula, what's your take?
Well, the correct answer is clearly Italy. But I'm not going to say Italy. I'm actually going to say Denmark. And there's a couple of reasons why I'm going to say Denmark. Denmark is one of the coolest places you'll ever see in your life. And everyone, just people in Denmark are quite chill, like the weather. I think it'd teach us to appreciate winters, British winters more. I haven't had a British winter in, I can't remember, I think it's about 16 years now. And I'm gagging for a British winter, absolutely gagging. I live in the jungle. I'm sick of it. And so I think going to Denmark, where it's much crisper and drier, would teach us to appreciate British wet winters. I think the casual fashion would really up its game with Danish fashion, because fellas in Denmark are very, very trendy. And I think we'd kill it, and it might give us a bit more confidence back. The only thing about Italy is we might learn a bit more shithousery, because that's, I think, where we're a bit lacking. That was why I was going to say Italy. But I do think Denmark would be an interesting one. I think we'd obviously be by far and away the better team. So on the footy basis, it might not work. But I think there'd be other benefits for it. So I'm going to go Denmark.